This will be my greatest performance.
Thanks for downloading the Family Friendly Morning Show podcast with John Valio.
Program the computer.
Hi, this is Mark Martell calling.
Mark Martell, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm just running some errands here.
Okay.
Trying to have a life in the midst of this media frenzy.
I was going to say, how do you have a life all of a sudden now? I mean, you are now nationally and soon to be worldwide famous, as if you weren't already. My goodness.
Yeah. kind of weird. I don't understand it all yet, but we'll see.
Yeah. Is that kind of how it is? Because I've obviously never had this kind of thing happen to me, but we now...
What? You're kidding me.
I know it's hard to believe. No, I've not been asked to be on Ellen or any of that kind of thing. So what is it like trying to keep things together? And are you still sort of figuring out what exactly this means?
Well, it's certainly a unique opportunity, and I do believe it's an opportunity from the Lord. I'm just trying to be faithful to Him in all that I do and steward this opportunity and use my gifts, His glory, and take it one step at a time. I feel like I sort of know what to expect. You know, my video went viral in September.
Of course, you're talking about this video.
Somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
There was a week or two there of just complete craziness, and then it sort of died down, and people sort of forget about it, which is kind of nice. You know, life gets back to normal, and so it kind of comes in waves, and you have to handle it all at once. So it's been pretty good.
What's your wife think of all this? Has she been pretty supportive through it?
Well, she was kind of the final say in whether I should submit my audition to the Queen Extravaganza. I was sort of doubting whether I should do this because I love what I have been doing with down here for the last 10 years, and we hope to continue to do that for as long as possible. And, you know, since people have been telling me over the years that I sound so much like this guy, I thought that I probably had a good chance of at least getting one of the slots in the three vocalist positions. You know, I wondered, how does this interfere with down here? Does this hinder the ministry we've been called to? Or is this just kind of something more, you know, a different branch of the same calling? And that's sort of how it's, you know, come about so far. And so I went through with it on my wife's encouragement. She said, Mark, this is a no-brainer. You have to do this. And so that's why I did it.
We're chatting with Mark Martell from the band Down Here. Mark, I want to quickly read an email that came to my attention through your record label, and it's a young man that wrote in and said, the Queen audition came to my attention on a political blog I was reading. The headline boasted of a singer named Mark who sounded just like Freddie. I was curious and clicked to watch it. That moment began my discovery of Down Here. I was in a near-suicidal frame of mind from almost 2 years of unemployment. I watched Down Here on YouTube perform several incredible videos and soon ordered their latest 2 CDs. Their music brought me back from the brink of despair, giving my old faith a shot in the arm and a renewed focus on the Lord. It was a rediscovery of what really matters. None of this would have happened without the Queen audition. God works in mysterious ways, and I send all of my love and support to Mark and the rest of Down Here. Thanks for taking that risk, Mark.
It's been really encouraging to me how this guy's life was, you know, it was a tool in his life to bring him back to God, my being involved in this this crazy contest sort of thing. And through it, he was exposed to Down Here's music and our ministry, and the Lord used that to bring him back to Him, and that's why I do this. You know, and God is moving in really mysterious ways in this whole thing, but I can see His fingerprints all over it, and it's just really encouraging.
And Mark, as things progress, I'm really hoping that you'll keep us posted, because we want to be able to be connected. Obviously, we feel that connection to Down Here, and so we want to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
We want to know how God's working. And is there anything in particular that our listening family can be praying for you as you set out in this big adventure?
Yeah, I mean, wisdom, definitely. This is sort of an unprecedented thing. I mean, the last time anything like this has sort of happened in the mass media involving a Christian artist, you know, that I can remember is Amy Grant back in the early 90s. The Christian community, they did a lot of good in that thing, but I think they missed the mark in a lot of the way they handled it. But I think we've grown a lot since then. We've come a long way, just our understanding of how God can move in ways that we don't expect. So just pray for wisdom. Pray that that our families would all be taken care of throughout this, because, you know, this is going to affect Down Here's ability to tour, especially next year. Yeah, God's provision and His wisdom would be great.
So the big elephant in the room question, and I know you've touched on it, and I'll end with this, is what exactly does this mean for Down Here? Do you guys know yet? Are you still together? Are you still a band?
Oh, absolutely. This is just a temporary thing. It's sort of a, you know, we've been looking for something new. We've been looking for a little shot in the arm. We've been doing the same thing for the last 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
You start to have this tunnel vision of recording an album, releasing a single, and then while that single has attention on the radio, you get to tour because people know your music for a few months, and then that sort of dies down, and you got to start writing, and the whole thing starts over again. So once you do that 5 or 6 times like we have,
right,
you start to look for, do we still need to be doing this? But the answer is still yes for us, and we're sort of looking at this whole thing as that shot in the arm that we need.
Well, Mark, you are the champion, my friend. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you, really. It is seriously a cool honor, and we'll just keep praying for you.
Well, thank you, John. It's great talking to you. Appreciate
it. All right. God bless you. We'll talk to you again.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this family-friendly morning show podcast with John Baglio.